Hey all, Cynical here with an update. Please go and watch the attached video to that comment for some context, but let's get started, shall we? Now, on Friday, I went to pick up my son. I happened to be the first in line because I was early and it was my last day with my son. And when I pulled up, I noticed a police department deputy having a conversation with the man on his front porch, to which he seemed to be slightly confrontational, waving his arms and yelling at the police department deputy. Now, in addition to the red curb that this 70-year-old individual may or may not have painted himself in front of his house and then consequently yelled at people anytime they parked on it, he also had these little miniature cones that he had set in front of his driveway on the school side of his house to block his driveway and protect it from unwanted people parking. And he had set them about 2 feet off his driveway in the roadway, so anyone trying to make a U-turn out of the school after picking up their kids would inevitably have to back up and take a couple cuts to get down the street. They were, in fact, blocking public access, and apparently the officer instructed him to put them back on his property. He argued and lost, to which he flapped his arms in an exasperated manner and then defiantly slapped these little miniature cones back on his property while we all watched and I openly laughed from my car. Consider my timber shivered. I then proceeded to have a very nice conversation with this deputy and questioned about the fire lane during pickup and drop-off times for kids. And he basically told me that during those times, the fire lane was excused. Pick up your kids and get out safely. And then I asked about the curb in front of his house, to which he replied, my sergeant is looking into that, and we have the traffic department doing an investigation, and we may or may not be issuing a citation for vandalism to public property. Moral of the story, act like a duck, get treated like a duck. And just because you bought a house right next to a school doesn't give you the right to paint the curb red and then yell and cuss at parents who are parking on a public access way, I might add, trying to prevent them from picking up their kids from school. Like, whose fault is it really that you're so angry about this? I know you're not a Nostradamus, but was the big brick and mortar building with a bunch of kids running around not a big enough hint? Bottom line, protect your peace. Don't let those little angry people obsessed with their status in their tiny little world mess with that. And if you would like to come and get involved with an incredible community who just love to support each other and our mental health in the best way we know how, through kindness, camaraderie, and tormenting me, check out the link here on my profile underneath my bio. And as always, have a nice day.